Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife,
Marie.
And you are going in SmackDown Live. Who needs Raw?
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve and Larson. Also available wherever fine podcasts are available, including iTunes and Stitcher and Podbean and Google Play, iHeartRadio.
SoundCloud.
Yeah, but not Spotify.
Not Spotify.
We're not on Spotify yet.
Yet.
We will be, though, darn it.
So, hey, Steve, why are predictions up Friday instead of Thursday? I'll tell you why. There's some huge breaking news that happened Thursday.
Yes.
That we decided to include on the dirt sheet.
Yeah.
So we want to get that up immediately.
Correct.
And if you haven't seen that yet,
yeah,
it went up last night. Watch it.
Yes.
After you're done watching this one.
Correct. Yes.
Our predictions video. This is, oh, by the way, yeah, these are our Royal Rumble predictions.
These are our Royal Rumble predictions. The Royal Rumble is this weekend.
Sunday, in fact.
That's right.
As is Saturday, NXT TakeOver San Antonio.
Yes.
We're going to do predictions for those as well. What do you want to do first, NXT or the Rumble?
Let's do NXT first,
okay,
because it happens first.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas.
For new subscribers, for new viewers or new listeners.
Oh, yeah.
We have to let them know. Mine is in my room.
Mine is at my house.
We have whoever loses these predictions has to wear for an entire week of programming a Jeff Jarrett slap nuts shirt that we got off of ProWrestlingTees.com.
Yeah.
But if you go to ProWrestlingTees.com/goinginraw, you can get that guy. This guy right here. I'm wearing him right now.
Yeah.
Going In Raw merchandise.
Yes.
So.
Those are the stakes.
Those are the stakes involved. A horrible, horrible shirt to wear. Terrible shirt.
Not good.
Anyways, let's see. And yeah, I have only had to wear that shirt one day because of our stupid UK tournament predictions, which was stupid. But you had to wear it for a week. So.
Mm-hmm.
So here we go.
Here we go. Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas.
Immediately. This is kind of a tough one.
See, I feel pretty confident with my pick already.
Almas?
Mm-hmm.
Versus Strong. I'll say Roderick Strong.
Okay.
I don't have a strong feeling for either of these, to be honest with you. Why do you say Almas?
It's just what my gut is telling me.
Okay. My gut's really not telling me anything on this one.
Okay.
My gut's telling me that these are two strong characters, but either one, it's kind of a wash.
Also, kind didn't Strong watch. Eliminate Almas from the Fatal 4-Way?
I don't know. It wasn't the other way around.
No, because Andrade was the first one eliminated, I thought.
Okay, maybe. He stood tall at the end of NXT, which usually means the other thing.
Yeah, I know, but I'm going with Andrade.
All right. Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. Ty has to win this, right? Doesn't he have to win something?
I'm gonna say Eric Young wins.
Okay.
Due to sanity interference.
Oh, yeah, he's got all of sanity behind him. Eric Young wins.
And Eric Young hasn't won a major match since coming back to NXT.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And considering this, well, I guess it's not the only match with sanity involved, but considering the next match, Nikki Cross probably isn't going to win the women's title. They need sanity to look strong in one of these two matches.
If Nikki Cross isn't going to win this, why would Peyton Royce and Billy Kay be involved?
So Oscar could pin one of them and Nikki Cross won't look weak?
Really hard time thinking that they're going to have Oscar drop this title in a four-way match,
mm-hmm,
an underwhelming four-way match. So yeah, you got to go with Oscar. Authors of Pain versus DIY.
Authors of Pain should win this, yeah?
The only thing I can think is that they're going to brutalize them to the point of DQ. Because I have a hard time that DIY is going to drop these belts this quickly.
Yeah, no, I know.
I'm going to say...
DIY due to DQ?
I'm going to say, yeah, DIY due to DQ. DIT. Do it to herself.
I'll go with authors.
You go with the authors? Ooh, okay, here we go. Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yeah, he should win.
We kind of already know that's the case.
Well, not necessarily.
Yeah, pretty much necessarily. Bobby Roode will have his coronation at WrestleMania takeover.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be there.
Yeah.
We got tickets to that, don't we?
Yeah, we have tickets for
nice.
That. Nice. So, to recap, we kind of did these real quickly. Roderick Strong versus Andrade Cien Almas. You say Roderick Strong, I say Almas. Ty Dillinger versus Eric Young. We both say Eric Young.
Eric Young.
The women's title Fatal 4-Way match. We both say Asuka.
Yes, correct.
Authors of Pain versus DIY for the NXT Tag Team titles. You say DIY due to disqualification.
It's too early. It's too early.
I understand that, but Authors of Pain could win, and those are incredible odds for DIY to overcome if they want those belts
back. Sure.
Yeah, there's
no,
a story
this
there.
This is, I'm not definitely saying this is a lock. This is a 50-50, if anything.
And then Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura. We both say Shinsuke.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right, let's get to the Rumble now.
To the Rumble.
All right, let's do the pre-show first.
All right.
Raw tag team titles. Who wins
Sheamus
them?
Sheamus versus the Club.
I mean, the Club should have the belts.
I'm saying the Club. The Club.
Yeah, I am too.
Club has to get these fucking titles at some point.
Especially
it's gotta be now.
Cesaro and Sheamus are both in the Rumble, I believe.
Unless they do that stupid shit where Cesaro and Sheamus retain and then the Club wins it on Raw the next night.
But they can have Cesaro and Sheamus drop the belts to the Club and then tease some friction,
yeah,
some tension, and play up that story during the Rumble itself since both of them are in it.
Yeah, and I think like what better way to get people geeked out over... You know, this is the pre-show. You're supposed to get geeked out over the Rumble. And, oh, I want to sign up for the whatever.
Yeah.
And so,
have a title change.
Have a title change.
Sasha Banks versus Nia Jax.
Nia Jax wins.
Yeah, I think so, too. I agree.
Although, well, and then, yeah, they'll have a rematch. Maybe they'll have a rematch at Fastlane where Sasha picks up the win. But I think it's the first time the heel has to win.
Yeah, I agree. Especially with Sasha still... Maybe dealing with a kayfabe knee injury.
Yeah.
All right, to the main card. Kevin Owens versus Roman Reigns. Reigns right now is the favorite, the betting favorite.
Really? By how much?
I think it was 6-4. He's a 6-4.
So it's not that. It's not overwhelming.
No.
Okay.
Well, no, that's pretty, yeah.
Reigns is the betting favorite, huh?
I think he was a 6-4, and then Owens was... 11-10 or something like that.
Owens retains.
I kind of feel that way too.
Yeah.
I'll put that down for that. I might change my mind. I might change my mind.
I mean, okay. Here's my thing about this also. The purpose of the cage, number one, it's a no DQ match. The purpose of the cage is to keep Chris Jericho out of it.
Yes.
Which means Chris Jericho is going to be involved.
Yes. No, I know. I know. So in some capacity,
and it's a
he
no
will
DQ
be involved.
Match. This is kind of obvious, to be honest.
Yeah, that's true.
What do you think about it?
Jericho will get locked in the cage, but he'll have some weapon or something.
Yeah.
Drop it out of the cage.
Yeah.
Although they could
unless
he drops something out, Reigns is the one that picks it up and uses
and
it on
that, and they use that as their road to
the split.
To the split.
All right, let's move on.
All right.
I mean, this isn't set until
the video ends.
The video is posted. So, Rich Swann versus Neville for the Cruiserweight title.
The king of the Cruiserweights.
Yeah, he's winning. I'd be very, very surprised if Neville did not win the Cruiserweight title.
This is one of those that like I wouldn't be surprised, but I would be surprised at how odd it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I would be like, oh, why are they doing that really?
Charlotte versus Bayley.
Charlotte, this has got to. Is there anything else that's a lock here?
This seems to be a near certainty.
That's a freaking lock and a half right there. Although this is going to be one of those where, you know, Bayley looks way stronger than Charlotte, and then she ends up getting screwed by Dana Brooke or some crap like that.
All right, here we go, man. AJ Styles versus John Cena. Are we really thinking that Owens and Styles are going to retain?
It would seem weird after all the shit that John Cena has been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I agree with you. He needs to be humbled a bit before he gets that belt. I agree with that.
They've downplayed the tying the record. They've mm-hmm. downplayed that.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't. He's usually humble when he wins. Like he goes into it not with so much braggadocio.
And maybe they were really pushing the respect angle on SmackDown this last week, so that when AJ does retain,
mm-hmm.
I mean the way they were setting it up, they were setting up as AJ was an underdog.
And here's the thing: if they're really talking about AJ versus Shane, then what better way to set that up than AJ winning and saying to Shane, "And I still don't get respect. How can you ignore me now?"
Yeah,
that kind of thing.
Yeah. All right, I'm saying AJ.
Yeah, AJ. I might revisit when we're done with everything. We might have to talk about Owens and Reigns a bit yeah. more. See if we can really figure this out. And then we're going to ask ourselves: has any of this actually been solidified?
Well, we can.
I think it's all been decided, but what is up for change?
Oh, all of it.
All of it's always up for change.
All of it, except maybe Bayley versus Charlotte.
Yeah,
that one seems a lock.
Yeah.
All right, a match, pretty much pitting the entire SmackDown women's roster against each other in teams. Mm-hmm. We have the face team of Nikki, Becky Lynch, and Naomi against Mickey James, Natalia, and Alexa Bliss.
Heels go over.
You think so? Oh, yep. I guess they would have to.
Heels go over.
With Mickey making her first.
Mickey James, and plus you need to have, like, the title's not on the line. The title's on a heel. Heel goes over.
Okay, fair point. All right, Steve, it's time for the Royal Rumble. Now, we're going to pick our final four.
Okay.
Each worth a point. Oh, God. The winner, if selected correctly,
mm-hmm.
is worth 5 points.
Okay.
So, final four.
Okay, my final four is Bray Wyatt.
Okay, hold on.
I would say Bray. I would say Bray Orton. Let me hear your four.
I'm still thinking about it.
Yeah. Because here's my thing. Bray is my winner.
Okay.
I'm going with Bray as the winner. Right now, Orton is the betting favorite.
Yes.
Where is Bray in the betting odds right now?
I think he is... He's ninth.
I think they have that backwards. I think that it's going to be Bray winning at the Rumble, and I think Orton is going to win the strap at Elimination Chamber. That's what I think.
So you're buying into the talk from the newsletter, Wrestling Observer newsletter. The idea is to have the Bray Orton match, which seems inevitable at WrestleMania, be for the WWE title.
I'm going to go backwards from that because I just think it makes much more sense. I think Bray's going to win the title at Mania. I think Orton will have it for a little bit from the chamber, perhaps.
Well, let's think about this. I'm sorry to interrupt you. So if Bray wins a title at Mania, that's a heel winning a belt.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the Universal title, you would think it'd have to be a face winning, correct? Because I don't see Bray Orton being the main event of the show.
No, me neither.
So it has to be the Universal belt.
Yeah.
So, I mean, are they going to have Reigns Undertaker for the Universal title be the main event?
No. I think... Okay, let me try to think this out here. Owens keeps the belt at Rumble, drops it. There's a part of me that thinks Goldberg's going to win the Universal title at Mania. That's what I think. Lesnar will have to get... Man, but Lesnar... What, Lesnar beats Kevin Owens?
Lesnar's not even advertised for Fastlane right now.
He's not even advertised for Goldberg Fastlane. Goldberg is. Jeez.
Do you think Goldberg could...
Goldberg wins the Universal title at Fastlane?
Maybe. Here's what I thought. None of this is going to happen. What if Goldberg and Lesnar are the final two? They eliminate each other kind of at the same time. Lesnar's feet hit just seconds after Goldberg. So they say, okay, there's two winners to the Rumble. Here's how we're going to do it. Goldberg, you get your title shot at Fastlane. Lesnar, you main event WrestleMania. Mm. So Goldberg wins the belt at Fastlane and goes to Mania as the Universal Champion to face Lesnar. Lesnar beats him there for the Universal title. That's your main event.
Because I'm kind of convinced that they're going to give Goldberg a title run.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty convinced of that.
I mean, granted, my scenario, I don't think there's any precedent for it.
Yeah, I know.
Whatsoever.
I like the idea of them bringing Yokozuna back so they can both take him on to WrestleMania. Unfortunately, he's dead.
But then if that happens, granted, Lesnar's not a heel in the traditional sense because people...
No, I know, yeah.
But
yeah,
in the matchup against Goldberg, he's the heel.
Yeah,
you know?
Totally, yeah. Goldberg's like the most...
And I'd be very surprised to see heels win the belts for the respective shows at Mania.
Everybody in the Wyatt family is going to be in the Rumble match, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would kind of stand a reason then that Luke...
Would cost either Bray or Orton their spot.
I'm going. I guess I'm going all in on this then. Bray, Orton, Luke Harper. And Heath Slater. I'm probably going to change mine in a bit, but I got to throw somebody else out there. Because I think...
I'm just writing this down for now. I'm
getting my thoughts out
here on paper.
I still think that Joe isn't going to be in the Rumble. I think Joe is going to interfere in Cena's AJ Styles match.
Yeah, I understand that as a possibility, but I don't know what's going to motivate it.
I'm going to say AJ. You don't need a motivation because of Joe. Let's see here. I just feel like it'd be underwhelming for the Wyatt family to be the final, basically.
Three of the final four.
Look, it'll be underwhelming if anybody in the Wyatt family wins the Rumble, if it's Bray or Randy. It's underwhelming to the fans because Raw has built this up so much.
Yeah, I know.
The Rumble is Raw's show. I'm sorry. That's just how it feels.
Yes. And I don't feel like Bray and Orton need the belt in their program to make it interesting or compelling.
Okay, well, let's compare and contrast.
At least not right now because they haven't really built it up that much.
I mean, as compared to who needs the belt more...
We should have done this a week ago. We both said Strowman wins.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's like so completely off the. That's not going to happen.
What if? How about this for your final four? I'm just giving you ideas. What if it's Bray, Orton, Harper, and Strowman?
Ooh, I actually really like that. You know, Strowman's going to last a long time.
He will get the most eliminations for sure.
And then maybe Harper can sacrifice himself. Maybe, what if, this would be so fucking cool. Okay, I love your idea of Strowman in there. What if Harper, as a way to say kind of fuck you to both Bray and Orton, but also pledges allegiance to the family as a whole, sacrifices himself by taking Strowman out by, you know, both getting one at the same time.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you have each other now.
Yeah.
You know what? You think I'm the ugly duckling? You think I'm the runt of the litter? Good luck with all
that's
that.
That's a good story.
I love that story. That's a great story. Thanks for the assist on Strowman.
You're welcome.
Good one. Because, Strowman's going to have the most eliminations. Ooh, that's a good one. See, we should be booking this shit now. We should be booking this shit.
Okay.
But he would have to, this would be so great because Harper would have to make it through acting, and I know he can do it because he's got a great face.
Yeah.
He would have to make those intentions firmly known.
Yes, you'd have to feel that.
Everybody, he would have to, you know, do whatever.
From a storyline perspective, I like your idea. I don't know if they're going to do it, though. Because they could do that same spot.
I know. You know what's
like
funny?
Halfway through the match.
Here's the funny thing. The final four really should, like, if you take a look at Raw, the final four is probably going to be Lesnar, Goldberg, Taker, Strowman. That's what it's probably going to be.
Yeah.
Question is, do I want to change, man? Do I want to go against the Betty? Orton is a 2-1 favorite?
Yep, currently.
Jesus.
Next favorite is The Undertaker at 4-1, Goldberg at 7-2, and Strowman at 9-2.
Undertaker isn't 2?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to wear that shirt, so here's what I'm going to do.
Oh, man, you're going to change to just what I changed mine to. I don't know if I'm going to do that because it's just not fun.
I'm not going to do Strowman. I know it's not fun. All right, you know what? Fine. I'll
go. Yeah, go with, because I like
I'll go down in a blaze, in a ray of glory.
If we somehow combine to book that correctly and it's as good as it sounds like in our minds,
yeah.
I will proudly wear that Slapnut shirt all week just to say I had a part in that. I am fine with it.
I think listen, dude. If you and I booked my final four here, Bray, Orton, Harper takes out Strowman, then you don't have to wear the shirt. Okay. You ain't wearing that shirt. I don't care if you get everything else wrong, but that's some great. But that's a great collaboration right there. Mm-hmm. Storm Man.
I'll go with Goldberg, Lesnar, Strowman, and Undertaker. And Undertaker winning.
One. Yeah. Okay. All right. That's
because as much as I don't want to see.
But hold on a second. Then you have to go back and change yours because that's what I was going to do. I was going to do the flipperoo.
But I think that's entirely possible that it could be either Jericho helping Owens win or Jericho with every intent of helping Owens win, costing him the match.
Yeah, because this has
setting up their split.
This has to kick off. This has to kick off a story. But something tells me they're going to wait till like the last minute to actually have Owens and Jericho feuding.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like this is going to happen like post Fastlane or some shit like that.
I know.
Fastlane's the new Rumble.
Oh wow! So. Let's recap.
Because my thing about how Raw ended is that it's so obvious. It's so obvious that it would be Goldberg, Lesnar, Undertaker as the final four. It can't be that way. It can't be that obvious. All right, let's review.
All right, Rumble predictions. We both say the Club will be the new Raw Tag Team Champions.
Yes.
We both say Nia Jax will beat Sasha Banks.
Yes.
You're going with Kevin Owens.
Yep.
I'm going with Roman Reigns.
Yep.
Not excited about that. But if I'm picking The Undertaker to win the Rumble,
dude, I'll be honest with you. I think it could go either way. Mm-hmm. Like that there's definitely not a lock there. Next one is definitely a lock. Rich Swann is losing his title. Neville is going to do that. Could you imagine if they had like a fucking amazing match?
Oh, I think they will.
And Rich Swann, I don't, because I don't think they're going to be allowed to do what they're good at. But did you imagine they did have like an amazing match and Rich Swann pulled it off?
That'd be awesome.
That'd be great. That'd be amazing.
We both think Charlotte's going to beat Bayley.
Oh, yeah.
We both think AJ is going to go over John Cena. You think because of Joe.
I do.
That could happen.
I think I could see that.
Do you think if they did that, they would bring up, and granted, it wouldn't be in specifics, but AJ and Joe's history together? They would have to, wouldn't they?
Like that night, no. Later, yes. On SmackDown, yeah, because of SmackDown, they do shit like that. Here's my thing. It kind of goes back to Joe making his debut in the Rumble and being eliminated. Joe being eliminated by anybody doing anything is not a good look for Joe.
No, I understand that.
So I don't think he's going to be in the Rumble match. I think he's gonna interfere. It's the only way you can kind of like they're booking Cena as Super Cena right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're definitely not going to have AJ go over clean.
No.
I know that.
Yes.
What else can they do? What, is he going to just cheat again? It's got to be Joe, man.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah.
In the SmackDown Women's Tag Match, we both think the heel team of Mickey James, Natalya, and Alexa Bliss are going over.
Heel's got to go over.
In the Rumble, Steve and I collaborated
on my last one.
On the final four of Bray Wyatt, Randy Orton, Luke Harper, and Braun Strowman, with Bray Wyatt winning.
Yeah.
My final four, Goldberg, Lesnar, Strowman, Undertaker. Oh, most eliminations. Yeah, it's going to be Strowman.
Stormman. Let me ask you this, though. Your final four, let's say they go with the obvious. Goldberg and Lesnar eliminate each other, I guess?
Yeah.
And then you have a Taker, Strowman, head-to-head. That'd be fun.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be cool.
Powers of the Darkness.
Powers of the Darkness. My legacy. NXT San Antonio predictions. Roderick Strong.
We already went over this.
We did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Before we did Rumble.
All right, very good. Well, I was recapping.
No, we did them, and then we recapped.
We redid and recapped them. Now we're not going to recap after we did the
Rumble. No, we already recapped.
Okay, we already recapped. Okay, sounds good. How do you feel right now?
You know, I wasn't too keen on the idea of either Bray or Orton winning the Rumble, but now after this scenario, I'm really excited about that. I think it'd be great.
How great would that be if Harper said? And then, but then, what happens with Bray and Orton? How would you
worry,
put that?
My worry, though, is that they'll do that something similar, but kind of do it like halfway through the match.
So
they can still hit those story beats and it'll still be effective. But.
Yeah, but hey, Orton's a 2-1 favorite right now. If they're going to do something like that, it's going to be at the top. It's going to be at the bottom or the end.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how Bray would end up winning in that scenario. You know, it'd be interesting if that was the case, and like they have a face-off, talk back and forth, and Randy just walks out.
That's what I was thinking. The only way you can really do it. That's the only way you can really do it. Or if the Wyatt family team up to take out Strowman, and then Harper and then Harper takes out Orton somehow. Or Harper and Bray taking out Harper. And
that'd be great if it was the two of them and Orton just leaves, eliminates himself.
Yeah.
And then goes to Elimination Chamber, wins the belt.
Mm-hmm.
That could be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that.
That could be very dramatic.
Yeah.
Be very good. Anyways, we'll find out. When is this going up?
What?
It's going up Friday.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Find out in 2 days.
See if a low-level writer is listening, and this is the finish.
And
the
he's
Rumble.
Able to get his, and he has Vince's ear.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think it's a mid-level writer.
Could be.
All right.
It might be Vince himself.
Get these guys in my office now. They've got great ideas. I'd like to see this. Anyways, until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.